Do you make it a point to pray for your neighbors and care in a special way for the ones that are in need? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and my friend Dick Eastman has ministered around the world, but he takes special delight in letting his light shine in his own neighborhood.
As I look across at our neighbors, it seems like everybody's a believer, and that's what's interesting to some people because you say, well, it's just not like that where we live. But the other thing that sometimes is more of a challenge to my wife and me is encouraging people to recognize that we need to let our light shine. It's just like people are drawn to the light. They will seek you out when they know, oh, that person's a believer. In my own life, that's the thing that I pray toward because it says of Jesus in like Matthew 9 and as an example, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they're like a sheep without a shepherd. And I know that's what God put on my heart.
Dick came to the realization that eternity is what's really important.
We need to be consumed with the reality that the most important, it ought to be a key word in our vocabulary is just the word eternity. I heard about this great evangelist that God really dealt with, and so he, you know, up on the ceiling above his bed, he painted the word eternity so that the first thing he saw when he woke up in the morning was the word eternity. We are so temporal, if that's the way to say it. And even when you see a disaster like Haiti, it just breaks our heart. But if we see through it, the fact that eternity is the issue, and you know, we can build hospitals and should, we can feed people and should, but let's not forget the one thing that's eternal is their soul.
So how about you? Consider making an eternal investment in someone's life by praying, caring, and sharing. When you do, he or she will be forever grateful.